This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Sunday at the G7 summit, pledging that the two sides can quickly achieve a major trade deal. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Donald Trump heaped praise on his British counterpart on Sunday.
You know, this is, as everybody knows, it's going to be a fantastic prime minister, I can tell you.
And told Prime Minister Boris Johnson that they'll quickly have a major trade deal.
We're talking about many different deals, but we're having a good time. As far as UK and the United States, we're working on a very big trade deal, and I think it's going to work out very well.
At a trade-focused bilateral meeting at the G7 summit in Biarritz, France, Johnson was keen to talk up the benefits of a US-UK deal. But in Johnson's G7 debut, he has a delicate task of not angering Trump whilst also keeping European leaders, who he's trying to convince to renegotiate the UK's exit from the EU, on side.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. In Hong Kong, police are skirmishing with protesters for a second straight day on Sunday. While a large crowd rallied in a nearby park, another group of protesters took over a main street, building barricades with traffic barriers and cones. Police used tear gas to try to disperse the crowd. Protesters responded by throwing bricks and other objects toward the police. The Taliban says it expects to finalize a peace deal with the United States to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan soon. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides are working on a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan officials to discuss a ceasefire. U.S. officials say the Taliban will be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven and to help defeat the Islamic State terrorists. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says it attacked Iranian targets in Syria to